Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest in the studio, Dr. Ian Rice, the visiting vet from Williamston. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Rice.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Dr. Rice, there are so many things that we really began talking about the last time that you were on, but we didn't even come close to tapping on all of those topics. So the first thing I want to talk with you about is the fact that can you explain your background? Because you are a unique combination of both being a medical vet and a holistic vet. Can you explain that background and also what's the difference between the two?
Some people call that integrative medicine. And it took me a long time, 34 years ago, to obtain all my conventional medication at Michigan State. But after about 10 years, I had too many cases where either the animal couldn't respond to what I had been taught in vet school, or they had some negative effects from what I was doing. And so I was listening to an old Army veterinarian at a local meeting, and he was talking about acupuncture. What excited me about that was you're using the body to do its own work. You try and get out of its way because the body is quite miraculous. So it was an exciting concept for me. And in 1988 and 89, I took my acupuncture training. And so I combine alternative or integrative medicine along with my conventional medication.
Interesting. And for most people, I think that they would just consider to be medical is the use of prescriptions and medicines, and the alternative medicine is more just the, how do I say it, the other approach. It's using a lot of other ingredients. Like I see that you emphasize nutrition as being a significant part of the holistic approach. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the integrative approach, certainly nutrition is one of the biggest that I use. Oftentimes I can turn 80% of the cases that originally come to me with good nutrition. Hmm. So if we support that body and what it's trying to do, the body takes off. I do use Western herbs, traditional Chinese medicine, Chinese herbs, along with acupuncture. I do recommend massage, Reiki, chiropractic, or manipulation of the body. So when we combine all those things together, and that's including Western medicine, then we give the body a better chance. That nutrition, boy, I think that that is one of the foremost pieces of support for the body. And that's something that everybody has control over. They control what they give to their pets.
Sure.
And that's something that no matter where somebody starts, they can always take baby steps to improve upon that.
Yeah, this reminds me of the conversation we had just a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And when I was at Furball, I had a chiropractor come up to me and mention how great they enjoyed the talk with the one doctor.
Dr. Tepe.
Yeah.
Down in Ohio.
And he couldn't speak enough about that. And it sounds very, and that was very holistic in its orientation, but maybe from a different perspective. It wasn't a practicing veterinarian. It's interesting that now we come 2 weeks later and exactly with the many years of experience that you've had, Dr. Rice, the first thing you bring up is nutrition. And it makes a lot of sense.
Well, when Lee asked about the difference between holistic medicine and conventional medicine, actually, there's not that much difference. What I stress in my holistic practice is trying to go as deep as possible to find the source of the problem mm-hmm. rather than suppressing that symptom. It's very hard. You know, the owners are happy if we make that symptom go away because that aggravates the owners. They don't want to see their animals scratching or being uncomfortable. They want that to go away. And we can very nicely in our Western medicine suppress mm-hmm. that symptom with pharmaceutical medications.
Yeah, sure.
But did we help the overall body?
Right.
And so I'd like to try and go as deep as possible to find where did that begin? Where's the source? Mm-hmm. All of our bodies, when we start with a problem, we start to compensate. If that's in the physical, like arthritis, a joint, a spine, you know, that whole body is connected. And so when one area goes to have a problem, we'll start to have a domino effect. And so what presents to most veterinarians might not be the original problem. It might be several pieces down the road. And so we want to try and get back to what started causing this problem. Nutrition, even from puppyhood, if we don't give good nutrition while those bones are developing, we will see some problems down the road.
I want to get into what good nutrition is, but I want to ask you first one question. You've got, you know, a huge number of followings because you've been doing this for so many years. I'm just curious, how many of your clients, after seeing what you can do with their animal, have changed their personal habits?
You know, that's exactly what happens. Most of us who have our animals, and these are our furry children, they will do almost anything to make sure that their pet is in their best health. Mm-hmm. And so when they come, they may come skeptically. They may come out of desperation. Mm-hmm. They may come because nothing else has worked. Mm-hmm. And when they see those animals have a response, they said, "Do you think if I do that, my body might be better as well?" And so, you know, the animals come as such gifts to us, and they teach us constantly. And animal owners and caregivers are fabulously attached to their animals, and those animals continue to teach us constantly. So you hit it right on the head.
There's no question about it, because I've learned the importance of stretching just from watching my dog every time he gets up.
You know, they do that downward dog really well.
Yeah, they just do that stretch all the time. Right. And I've said, boy, you know, that probably is a smart move.
Yeah. Just start our morning the way the animals do.
You're exactly right.
A little, stretch a little, and then get moving slowly. Yeah, we'd all be better off.
And you probably have even gain value in your practice by seeing that, that humans actually benefit from what you do.
Absolutely. And I have so many wonderful colleagues in this community that do holistic medicine for humans. And we're all related. So the four-legged and the two-legged patients, we're all going to benefit.
Sure.
But people don't miss out when they see it in the animal. There is no placebo effect in the animal world.
Yeah.
They either improve or they don't.
And that's what I was thinking. That pets are fantastic and I love them. And, you know, we build a whole, you know, business model around them. But the business model that we have is centered around people, you know, people being successful with that experience and then gaining from that experience. And I just find it so interesting, and probably I need to even have a few awakenings myself in this whole process, which this show has been really helpful. Let's get back into proper nutrition. Because somebody's out there, they have a puppy, they have a dog. You know, I sometimes think when we talk about holistic medicine, it kind of reminds me, because I was a preacher's kid, and nobody ever wanted to go to the church there, because they kind of preached a different religion. And the reality is I think it's very difficult for people to listen to the topic of changing all the way they do things into holistic medicine when they're so used to a conventional approach to medicine. Read the package and follow that, and that's got to be good, and go forward. Can you comment a little bit about what it means for the average person to turn the other way around and really feed their animal in a healthy, holistic way?
It can start, again, with baby steps. First, if owners would very carefully read ingredient lists. It doesn't take long when they're in the store. Mm-hmm. And to read what are their first 3 to 4 ingredients. Mm-hmm. And this might be where I conflict with some of my colleagues, but I don't want byproduct meal. Mm-hmm. I don't want animal digest, which is very well-cooked poop. I don't want corn gluten meal to be in those first 3 ingredients. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't want those in any of the food that I recommend.
Just out of there. Gone.
You know, we can do so much better.
Sure.
Does that fill an empty void? Yes, in an animal's body. Do they thrive? No. People in my practice say, well, but they don't seem to be showing any problems. as a youngster. And I said, no, they've got this wonderful early vitality that nature gives them, but give us 2 or 3 years down the road, and then we play havoc to try and clear that from the system.
Interesting. Dr. Rice, we're going to continue this conversation after the break. And when we do come back from the break, I also want to ask you about how psychology enters into your method of care and focusing on that, because that too seems like a very important issue. So we're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Ann Rice, the visiting vet, right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe.